We liked his size. We liked the fact that he's an interior run stopper, has the girth, quickness, agility, and strength to clog up the middle and be an impact player and press the pocket from the interior. Again, as a rule of thumb, you know, teams find a lot of ways to win games. From my perspective, I think our competitive advantage right now for the offense is the offensive line. And to bolster that group, we took the guy that we thought had the most position versatility and the best skill set for who we want to be. I think that we took a look at a lot of things. The reality for us is that as we looked at the draft and as we looked at kind of how things were going to fall, I think we were pretty consistent with what kind of happened. And to that end, we kind of knew where we would be. So us moving up wasn't a major factor in where it would go. And listening to people about moving back, but the way it fell, it just kind of was the right to take the pick.
When we talked about building the team, I mean, I think you're in every game if you're solid defensively. So that obviously will be a cornerstone. And we were thrilled that we were able to add a player that we felt like value met need. Thrilled that Danny's here, and then obviously in regards to the second pick, I'm a firm believer, as Ray has already expressed, you build your team through your lines. I know these aren't the two sexiest picks when you're taking guys that aren't skill players. We prefer to call them big skill, but we're thrilled because we know with a great degree of certainty that the Cleveland Browns got better tonight. Well, to me, it was a consistency thing. There wasn't any one point saying that we have to fix this. Where we felt we were talented enough, we had some injury issues. There were some things that after the season we looked at. You go back and you isolate all those plays and you look at the explosive run cut-ups that the negative plays that you gave up. And you try to diagnose why. We do that on a weekly basis during the season, but then it's better when the dust settles from the season to go back and do it. I wouldn't say there was any one point. It was an obvious area of concern. The times that it did happen, when we gave up some big rushing games, and then when the season ended, when we looked at us, we felt great about where we were in the secondary, but obviously needed to bolster the front. That's to be determined. I mean, we'll get him here, but that's the beauty of kind of what his skill set is. That here's a guy that he can play multiple positions. We're probably pretty set on the left side and at center. So I'm sure we'll have to get that sorted out as far as where on the right side we'll likely to start him out.
I think that, like Mike said, the reality for us is that we took a guy that we felt like could play all along the offensive line. So regardless of where he gets inserted, it's a positive for us. Like I said, our competitive advantage right now offensively is our ability to dictate pace because of our offensive line. So bolstering that group was really the impetus behind the pick.
In some ways, the explosiveness, and just from a size standpoint, you know, Lodi's a little taller, but they're both when you watch the tape, you can isolate certain plays where they're playing like their hair's on fire. So I mean, that's the kind of, we talk about play like a Brown attributes. You can check a lot of them off the list with Danny. I think he can play on third down. You saw that he did have nine sacks. That you get guys that when you can push the pocket and eliminate the step up option for the quarterback, you'll find your edges suddenly become more productive. So if he's not getting production, he's causing production. And the other good thing too is if there's a threat of run on third down, you can put a Shelton out there and put a bunch of small guys around him, knowing that he can be disruptive versus any run scheme, and then you can kind of tee off with everybody else to attack the quarterback.
Again, for me, when I evaluate offensive linemen, the first thing I look at is a guy's feet. So his ability his foot fire is an interesting term, but his ability to patter his feet or move his feet. Some people call offensive linemen dancing bears, but he really had some of the best feet in this draft, period. So all the linemen, look at all of them. His ability to move his feet, use his hands, was unique in a lot of ways. So the combination of his foot quickness, his length, his strength, all added up for a good NFL player, specifically for what we like to do. The guy played left tackle last year at Florida State, and then in the middle of the season got pushed and had never snapped the ball and went to offensive center and looked like he was an all-pro center, you know, and never had played the position. So the versatility the guy provides is unique. I will say that it's a staple for us that we like players that I'll say are non-scheme dependent. They can play in anybody's scheme, whether it's a gap scheme, a power scheme, a zone. Like, we like guys that have that capability, and he's one of those guys. So whether you took him and you wanted to run downhill at people or whether you wanted to run lateral, the guy has a skill set that allows him to play in any of those schemes and at a variety of positions. So he's a valuable guy that way. I guess I'll answer the question. It's probably easier for me. It's there were multiple players in the conversation for when we took those selections. And offensive skill splash were definitely in those conversations. Again, to me, you better create your identity and who you want to be and make sure that's intact before you start adding the requisite pieces. You know, the offensive skill is something that I think that we have here. And again, when you look at who we have, you had two rookies last year that'll be second-year players at the running back position. Rush for a combination, I think it was 1,273 yards, 12 touchdowns. Make that offensive line even more consistent, better. Those guys may be even more productive in their second season. Our wide receivers, in my opinion, I don't know if somebody can give me something different, but I thought they were more than held their own last year. We bolstered that group in free agency, feel like we're even better at that spot. And at the end of the day, it starts up front. If we can control the line of scrimmage and dictate pace, make people put eight in the box and give our wide receivers one-on-ones, then it's a balancing game. You got to pick which way you want to play.
I haven't seen that before. The look of panic on Rodgers' face was quite interesting.
No. Again, I've tried to tell people without telling them specifically, but the answer is no. There's no conversations.
I didn't either.
Trading.
I never want to talk about like feeling need because then you start to kind of stray from a board standpoint. I mean, we have. Players identified it kind of clustered around where we're picking that we feel great about. And a lot of time it gets dictated by what other teams do and what players you have available. Like going back to Tony's question, I mean, offensive skill was very much in the conversation, but it's the way the board fell to us.
We had several conversations about, you know, where's the right place to take a chance on several players in the draft. And, it was our contention there was a cluster, if you will, of players that if they made it to a certain point, you'd start to really kind of get more intrigued about what that cost was. And at the end of the day, sometimes the cost is prohibitive. Sometimes you think, okay, we might want to consider this. And before you know it, next you know, the name's off the board and what you were talking about has now disappeared. So I think there's always those conversations that take place. The reality is that until it makes sense for everybody in the room to say, okay, let's give up this asset to move forward, we were content to hold our water and knowing what was going to come our way. Again, every draft is unique. I will say that, oddly enough, I think you're starting to see it now in the draft that offensive linemen were kind of some of the players in this draft that people were going to covet is the number of guys that have gone. I think the same thing is true. There's going to be runs on different positions. So when certain guys start to go different positions, you'll see other teams start to clamor to scoop up the next guy just to make sure they get one in that next cluster of players. So it's a balancing act. You know, you got to take your shots where you can get them. And we think we're in a good position to get the guys that we want to get.
Yeah, it's when you're watching the end zone copy and we're wearing white pants, it'll be two big white spots right in the middle of the screen. But no, we're thrilled again to have that skill set in the middle that. Phil obviously had the injury and we're hopeful to get him back at 100%, but there's some uncertainty there. And just, you know, we did adjust a few things schematically, but felt that we needed that big guy in the middle. We're also hopeful that Kitch can step up and be productive for us as well. And then when we get into real obvious run situations that we can put a pretty heavy front out there.
Again, from my perspective, I feel like there are guys on this roster that can return the football. Again, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Travis Benjamin coming off of a knee last year. Anytime a guy comes off of an injury like that, I guess I'm qualified to speak on this. I had 11 knee surgeries during my time. You're never the same right away. most guys recover better in the second year. You'll see a difference. And I'm not knocking what Travis did, because I do think the guy was productive for us and he did a lot of really good things for us. The reality is that I think he'll be even better this year. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that that's what it comes down to. You got to give guys an opportunity to demonstrate what they can do. And we feel, at least I feel comfortable with kind of where we're at the moment.